KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Bunny Pounds joins us, founder and president of Christians Engaged, ChristiansEngaged.org. Bunny, thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, great to be with you, Steve.
Now, many of our audience may not be acquainted with the organization Christians Engaged. So I'm gonna throw it to you. You just met someone and you said, yes, I'm the president of, and they're like, what's that? And I know we could spend a whole hour probably talking about the genesis and where it's been and where it is now, where it's going. But as much or as little as you'd like to share about that.
Yeah, well, I spent 16 years in political consulting and campaign management, and I have a passion for raising up leaders for our nation. It really starts with the gospel. We deal with helping disciple people in devotion to Jesus and to have a biblical worldview and to love scripture. But we teach them how to pray, vote, and engage for our country. And it's a stewardship issue. It's about loving our nation and loving our neighbors well. And so we have a commitment to pray, vote, and engage that we offer people around the country. We've had, we serve over 1 million Christians now, and we remind them to pray every week. We remind them to vote in every election for each election in their state and their local community. And then we help them engage through curriculum projects to help them run for office, to engage in civics, to learn economics and justice and all the different issues that our country is struggling with. We learn it from a biblical perspective. So that's what we do day to day.
There you go. Well, we were talking a little bit off the air, and I shared how much I think we're so like-minded in this. And pray, vote, engage could almost be the mantra for, you know, this radio station and this show particularly. And, you know, that we do want to encourage that relationship with God through salvation, you know, with salvation through Christ. and I will often begin this show with, hey, this many days until the midterms or the primary in New Mexico, and this many days till we go to the booth, please be registered to vote. And then, hey, you know what? You should probably go vote, which is obviously part of the engagement. But as people go to the website at ChristiansEngaged.org, what kind of resources will they find there?
So many resources, Steve. We have over 100 products called our Faith and Civic Engagement Resource Library for pastors and leaders and citizens to utilize. We have 50 state pages, so you can see how to register to vote in your state, how to take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage, how to connect to our Family Policy Council in your state as well. And then just so many voting resources. We have resources on prayer. We have national prayer calls. We have 9 different curriculums. Our Christians Engaged Academy that people can get through a $10 a month subscription or purchase one class at a time. So many resources to help Christians. We've seen people, citizens that start voting, getting active, start praying. But also people that run for office. We had the youngest woman ever elected in Arkansas state history run for the state legislature, Alyssa Brown, and our Gen Z program and church outreach program. We have a lot going on. So check it all out at ChristiansEngaged.org.
And actually, I just went to ChristiansEngaged.org under voting resources, voting resources, and actually found, you know, the United States map. Hover over New Mexico, click on it, and it'll bring up all kinds of tools. I don't mean to bushwhack you in this question. Often we'll find organizations that line up with our ideology and find voter guides. Is that something, as we grow closer to elections, that we might find on this site?
We help people with just a 5-step guide to print off their ballot, research their ballot, and okay. Go to the polls. But we connect you with our Family Policy Council there in New Mexico. And they do, through their C4s, they do voter guides, usually most of our Family Policy Councils. So
Yeah.
Those are the resources that we provide. But we are a C3 nonprofit. So we're just helping people educate them on the actual process of voting and encourage them to do that from a biblical worldview.
Actually, really love that answer, Bunny. Why create something that's already being done well? And you just go out of your way to connect people with the resources that they need on the website, which, by the way, in New Mexico, available in Spanish on the website as well. Go to ChristiansEngaged.org, and there is a Spanish version of the website. Now, obviously, if you're listening to us now, you're comprehending English, but many in your sphere of influence that maybe may benefit from the website's Spanish version. Bunny, you ask those that are visiting the website an opportunity to take the pledge. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, this is not a blood covenant, Steve, but we want to get every Christian to take stewardship of their nation. I think everybody can agree that we're thankful we don't live in North Korea, Venezuela, or Cuba right now. And we are celebrating our 250th birthday of America this year. Our constitution has outlasted every constitution in world history. What a blessing. We need to be thankful for that. So we're asking Christians to take one commitment. Will you pray for 5 minutes a week for your nation? Just 5 minutes. And we will send you a video every Monday with a prayer point. We will educate you. We will help you look up your sheriff's name or your member of Congress's name. But we want to pray specifically for our elected officials and our government. We want to vote in every election. Will you commit, just like you show up on Wednesday nights or Sundays? Will you show up every time the polls are open? We will remind you. We will give you the tools to do that. But we want you to commit that for the rest of your life, you're going to show up at every election. We'll hold you accountable. 92.6% of our pledge takers on the last election voted in the general election. That's an amazing statistic. So we are very proud of that. If you make that commitment, we're going to hold you accountable to do it. And then engagement, take one of our classes, start seeing how you can get involved in political parties, in advocacy, in adopting a candidate, in volunteerism. We will help you. The progressive left is very good about making this their church in politics. We're not so good on our side. We got to get outside the walls of the church, and we need to make a difference in some of these arenas. And that's what we help people do. So take the pledge to pray, vote, and engage, and we'll get you moving.
Very good. Bunny, you mentioned the young representative, the legislator, I believe, in Arkansas, the Gen Zer.
Yes.
Was this someone who was part of Christians Engaged Academy? Whether they were or not, can you kind of let our listeners know more about that? That's found on the website at ChristiansEngaged.org.
Yeah, we have a Gen Z program called 1630 that's gearing our Christians Engaged products to young people. We have DC trips. We're having a DC Gen Z summit coming up April 18 or April 21 through 24 for this age group. But we take young people to DC. We've taken almost 100 of them now on full scholarships. And we took Alyssa Brown, a young youth pastor. Her dad's Assembly of God pastor in rural Arkansas. She went on our first trip a couple years ago. At the end of that pray, vote, engage trip, meeting members of Congress, going to the Museum of the Bible, taking Capitol tours, all of that, she said, I'm going to adopt a candidate. I'm going to do what you said, Bunny, and I'm going to interview this guy that's running for state representative in my district. Her and her dad took him out to dinner and discovered that he did not have a biblical worldview. He was not conservative. But nobody was willing to run against him because he had served in county government for 3 decades. They thought he was a shoo-in. But the final day of filing, she filed to run against him as a 26-year-old. And we trained her through our campaign school, our local government curriculum. She raised $50,000, knocked 3,000 doors, and got Mike Huckabee's endorsement the final week and beat him 68% of the vote in a Republican primary and then won the general election in a landslide, became the first youngest woman ever elected in Arkansas state history at the age of 27. And her second bill that Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed into law was putting the Ten Commandments back in every school in Arkansas. So we are extremely proud of young Alyssa Brown.
Oh, yeah, that is huge. And I love the Ten Commandments being involved in one of those first acts that she did as a legislator. Bunny, we're coming up against a break, but I want to kind of tease where you and I are headed here in our next segment. There is a massive, important. I'm excited about what's coming in April. And it's called, and listen, I'll give this to our listeners so they can go to the website in preparation for us walking through some of this. AmericaReadsTheBible.com. Think Nehemiah, folks, and I'll leave it at that. There's the tease, right? Is that good enough, Bunny?
That's great. Bible reading in the nation.
There we go. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more. Let you know how you can be a part of America Reads the Bible. We'll get to that after the break on ABQ Connect. Bunny Pounds, the founder and president of Christians Engaged, is our guest. In our first segment, we really walked through the organization. If you're not familiar with it, and if you missed the segment, make sure to look for it archived at abqconnect.online shortly after the show. But Bunny, thanks for staying with us through the break.
Oh, honored, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm excited. America Reads the Bible. How was this birthed? And as we prepare for it in mid-April, April 18th through the 25th, kind of walk us through, you know, how it came to be and what we're going to expect here.
Yeah, we believe America Reads the Bible will be one of the largest Bible reading events in the United States history. We're celebrating the 250th birthday. We will have almost 500 national leaders from every sphere of influence, from government leaders, education leaders, over 120 ministries, 6 cabinet members or more, governors, members of Congress, state legislators. It's going to be massive, Steve. It started with a trip to Washington, D.C. with a whole bunch of young people. I had this encounter with the Lord about Ezra at the Museum of the Bible. I just finished a draft of my brand new book called Stepping Up to Lead, Rebuilding a Nation in the Footsteps of Nehemiah. And I've been enthralled by the story of Nehemiah, how he rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days. And it hits me that we need to have an Ezra moment to remind the American people who we really are in God. And I thought, wouldn't it be awesome if our national leaders from all spheres of influence, all demographics and denominations would humble themselves in front of the American people and say, we're some of the high performer leaders in our country. We need the Bible every day just to make it. And you, the American people, need the Bible every day, and call the American people back to discipleship and the wisdom of Scripture for our 250th birthday. So that's what we're doing. We can get into the logistics and the practicals of this, but it's going to be epic, Steve, epic.
Yeah, and those various people that are involved, you said as many as 500. I mean, we're talking about reading the Bible via, you know, being able to connect via media or be in Washington, D.C., but being able to go from Genesis all the way through to Revelation and sharing the word of God with our nation. That is, it's huge. I mean, not only to get everyone together to do it, but just the power that's found in the word of God and to be able to orate that to our nation, which, you know, seems to, you know, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, if you read in Amplified Bible, he says, you know, he basically talks about the gospel he delivered to them, which seems to have escaped you. And we're hoping that this will resonate with those who already know Christ to take up his word and share it with our communities. And for those who haven't walked through it, that'll have a powerful impact on them. So with this huge undertaking, you know, what does it look like? I mentioned, you know, there'll be an opportunity to connect with it via media to be able to stream it and kind of check into it any opportunity you have, or to actually be there at the event. Tell us about some of these opportunities and what that looks like.
Yeah, April 18, it'll be 7 p.m. Eastern time, so you can do the math on your time zone. But we'll have an opening celebration for Mark Batterson's Church, National Community Church in Washington, D.C. This will be leaders, a cabinet secretary, members of Congress, Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond, our national spokespeople, Candace Cameron Bure from Full House and Great American Media, and Cameron and BJ Arnett from the Forge movie, and all these different leaders from David Barton to Tony Perkins to Pastor Alan Jackson, all giving their testimonies related to the Bible, the importance of the Bible in their personal life, and then calling the American people back to the Bible. It will be a 90-minute program that every church in the country, every university should be streaming. As we commemorate our 250th birthday of the country, then 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for 7 full days from the World Stage Theater of the Museum of the Bible. This will be broadcast through Great American PureFlix. Both of these events will be live streamed in front of their paywall. So literally anybody can go to pureflix.com and stream this, or at americareadsthebible.com and stream it. But we have 16 national worship leaders. They're coming in on their own dimes to fill in prayer and worship at the end of each hour. But we've planned 84 hours, 5 to 10 readers per hour. And it is going to be amazing. It is the hardest thing we've ever done, Steve, if you can imagine. If you can imagine dealing with 500 busy people that don't check their emails, that's what we're dealing with. But it is an amazing, it's going to be amazing John 17 moment of people coming across denominational lines, demographic lines. We have Native Americans, Black, White, Hispanic, Asian. We have people, I believe, from all 50 states represented, 120 ministries, all the spheres of influence represented. It's going to be a beautiful picture of America.
Well, earlier in our conversation, Bunny, you had mentioned a gathering of the Gen Z summit, and I think that lined up with America Reads the Bible. Can you tell us what that's going to look like?
Yes, we have a Gen Z summit happening for 2.5 days for 18 to 30-year-olds. We're paying most of the cost of that summit, so it's only a $50 registration, but they have to get there. But they're going to have a Capitol tour with the David and Tim Barton. They're going to have a dinner with members of Congress. They'll be at the museum, sitting in the Bible reading and experience the whole Museum of the Bible. And by the way, we have 12,000 seats at the Museum of the Bible throughout the week. So you can get, anybody can get a 3-hour window of time. Come sit in the Bible reading. Let the Word of God rush over you. It'll be an interactive experience with art in the room. And then we're hosting our own private art gallery with Mindy Otten's amazing 66 paintings of the Messiah showing up in all books of the Bible. And then you get the full access to the full museum, including the Dead Sea Scrolls that are there while we're there. So it's an epic day. We want people to bring their kids and their grandkids, experience this national moment. But the Gen Z Summit will have a full conference as well the next day. So they've got 2.5 days of incredible, incredible content that they're going to be experiencing to raise up leaders of the next generation. And we're excited to host that along with America Reads the Bible.
Bunny, okay, we're at April 26th, and this event is in the rearview mirror. What do you hope to see there? What do you hope to see accomplished when this is all said and done?
We are going to be signing people up for Bible reading and discipleship programs through our top 14 ministries. Steve, we really want the complacency and apathy to be broken off the hearts of the American church, where we realize we need the Word of God every day. We can't survive on a 20-minute sermon at our local church anymore. That's number one. Number two, for the American public that sees this on media reports, on Fox News, on Salem, on American Family Radio, wherever, that they will be impacted. They will see clips on social media. We're believing social media clips will go viral. We're believing this audio and video Bible that will be free to the American people for years to come will impact their hearts and lives. And we'll continue to put gasoline on the fire of Bible sales surging. and the American public, specifically Gen Z, awakening to the power of the Bible. So that's what we're believing for, Steve. And we need every person listening to us right now to help us amplify that message and get this out to every person you know.
Yeah, and let people know about AmericaReadsTheBible.com and how they can, you know, they can go there and find different ways they can connect with this. Bunny, it goes without saying that you, your staff, the worship leaders who volunteered their time and resources to be a part of this, and all the nearly 500 people that will be reading through the Bible have all got the enemy's attention. And the crosshairs are on this minute. I have to imagine the enemy. Yes. Specifically, how can the KLYT listener be praying for Christians engaged, and more specifically, America Reads the Bible as we approach April and the opening April 18th and going through the 25th? Give us a prayer list how we can be on our knees for Christians engaged, you specifically, your staff, and the event.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, pray for our production company at Great American Pure Flicks. Pray for every single one of our readers. We've had some diagnoses, even illnesses in readers lately. Pray for our team and our Time to Revive team that are staffing this and volunteering. Pray for all the travel. Pray for the American people to hear it. You can join our prayer team at AmericaReadsTheBible.com, and there's a prayer. We're doing a prayer meeting on April 2nd as well with national leaders and members of Congress and major ministry partners on that night. So yes, please help us. Cover us in prayer. This is critical. I just encourage everybody to go to your church, ask your pastor if they'll live stream this. We have campuses around the country, Regent, Colorado Christian, and others are going to be live streaming this to their student bodies. Prison Fellowship is going to be organizing 84 hours of Bible reading in 84 prisons around the country. Let's be creative on how we use this national moment. We'll never have this again.
Yeah. Well, actually, that brings up another question. We're celebrating the semi-quincentennial 250th birthday of our nation. Any thought on that? I mean, you just said never again. Any thought on doing something like this on any kind of regular basis?
Well, talk to me afterwards, Steve. I think it is going to be a catalyst. Yeah. Of people realizing that we're abandoning the simple devotion to Christ. And right. So much of our local churches are around our specific programs or personalities. We really need to go back to simply praying, talking to God, worship, and meditation on the scriptures. And I hope it encourages local congregations to consider doing a night of reading through the book of John, or reading the book of Job, or reading a couple Proverbs. Public declaration of scripture is so critical, and it's critical that we do it in communities. And so I hope that this is a national moment, that we as the body of Christ are doing it in community together across the airwaves and those that can join us in Washington, D.C. But in the future, I pray that this becomes a staple in our communities.
Yeah, right. This event being a catalyst, like you really said already, Bunny, that, all right, this is what we do. We read through the Bible, and some of those examples you gave, maybe, you know, not taking an 80-some-hour event, but routinely taking time to spend time in God's Word, or maybe having one of those smaller readings where we're just going through a book. But so much appreciate you encouraging our listeners and the rest of America to pick up the Word of God and to get it in their hearts. We thank you again for all the work you're doing, your team's doing. And Bunny, open invite. We'd love to have you on anytime.
Thank you so much, Steve. Invite me anytime. And my book comes out May 19, Stepping Up to Lead. Everybody can pre-order it on Amazon as well.
All right. And a reminder, as Bunny mentioned, it's a nonprofit organization. You can go to America Reads the Bible, or maybe more specifically, ChristiansEngaged.org on the donate page there. Not only support them financially, if the Lord's leading you to do that, But do continue to keep them in your prayers. And you know what? Drop a letter of encouragement. I can't tell you how much that means when you get a letter from someone who's connected with your ministry and wants to let you know it's having an impact. Bunny, again, thanks so much. And we'll get you back on again, hopefully sometime soon.
Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate you guys so much.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.